1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Dirty before 6:30.
Now this morning, the adult story that is just a little bit more risque is not really risque.
Oh, it isn't?
It is just downright dirty this morning.
Oh.
It's just a bit gross, so I was like, we'll push it towards...
We're talking about vomit or poo?
Poo. And to be honest with you, if I was a kid, I loved stories like this.
Too early. You're lucky you haven't had breakfast yet.
Let's
get through this.
I hate vacuuming. Love the idea of an auto robot vacuum,
right? Yes. Now, you really froth these, don't you?
I think it's just brilliant that you can just set it, forget it.
That's so lazy.
I know. Anything that I can do where it involves less work, I'm like, perfect. Yep. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can make a lot more work. A bloke over in Florida called Ryan bought himself a brand new robot vacuum cleaner. Cost him a couple of grand or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He also happened to have a little rescue puppy at the time as well. He came home and unfortunately the rescue puppy hadn't been properly toilet trained yet. Left him a little surprise in his bathroom on the floor.
Right.
Pretty standard for a dog to do that.
Yeah.
Right? The robot vacuum cleaner didn't know how to get away from that or avoid the problem, ran straight over the top of it and proceeded to smear it all around the bathroom and then escaped the bathroom and went all over the house, through the carpets,
goodness,
through the whole place. It is filthy.
That's disgusting.
He said he will never, ever in his life forget the smell that hit him as he opened the door.
Oh, gosh. If there's any smell that is just so bad, it is the smell of dog poo.
Now, I've put a couple of the pictures up on our Instagram story.
Thank you.
And
I don't know, the sicko in me. I'm like, yeah, I want to go and
know,
see it.
Right? And have a look at the robot vacuum cleaner. It shows you the underside of the robot vacuum.
Oh, yeah.
And it is disgraceful. What I'm going to do is put a photo of the puppy last because he's adorable.
don't go and look. That is bloody disgusting. That's horrible.
It's kind of one of those things where you look at it and you go, well, at least it happened to somebody else.
Yeah,
I know,
but that photo just made me so squeamish.
Yeah. But you know what makes it worse is, like, at least it was an auto vacuum for him. There's no excuse when I run over dog crap with my, my vacuum.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Doing our riddle for today, Julesy, and this has got me stumped.
Yes, it has, and I'm enjoying it so much, actually.
How dumb am I going to feel when we find out the answer?
No, I don't think so, because even when I read the riddle, it's only that I scrolled down to read the answer that I was like, oh, I knew that.
Okay.
Because
yesterday we thought it was a hard one. And
Okay, so it's what's black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you are done with it.
All right, we're going to kick things off with Alira from Kingston this morning. Alira, what is the answer?
Is it lipstick?
Is it lipstick?
Oh, no, it isn't lipstick, darling.
Oh.
Is that where you were going, Jesse?
No, I hadn't even thought of lipstick. Thanks, Alira.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, we got red from Dampier. What do you think it is? What's black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you are done with it?
Charcoal.
Oh, you'd be right.
Charcoal.
Have you heard that one before, or did you just get that from the riddle?
I just got it then.
Oh, too smart.
Jeez, Red. You're a good one.
Good on you, Red. All right, let's see if we can do this two from two here with Phil as well. Phil from Bunbury, what's black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you're done with it?
Is it charcoal?
Yeah.
You're a smarter man than
Phil,
I am, mate.
Red just said the same thing, but did you know this riddle or did you just get it from me saying it?
No, I just thought of charcoal. My first thought was paper. And then I thought, nah, it might be charcoal.
Yeah. Oh,
so you're twice as smart as me, mate. I got to paper and then I stopped right there. The brain just packed it in. Good on you, mate. Thanks for calling today.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Have a good one, mate. All right. Stick around, everyone. We have to move on from the riddle.
Yes.
Which I'm glad about because I'm not feeling the smartest at the moment.
Now, coming up after 7 o'clock, though, you discovered something about the Face app. challenge.
Yeah, that one where everyone has been making themselves look really old.
Mm.
This is super disturbing, and not disturbing like the photos are.
Yeah.
But, like, could get you in a lot of trouble. So I've got the hack for you up after the 7 o'clock news.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Julesy, the Face App Challenge.
Yes, it has taken over the nation. It's all I'm seeing on my Instagram feed, all over my Facebook feed.
Now, if you jump onto Hit WA on our Facebook page, you can see our photos.
Yeah.
They're up there, or on our Instagram as well.
Yeah.
We don't age well, I don't think.
Oh, I reckon that, like, this. Ones I've seen that, like, they look like silver foxes.
I
like,
tell you who did age well on our team.
Who?
Is Nate, who pushes the buttons for us.
Yeah.
And,
who definitely pushes my buttons.
Oh, I mean, if you go and look at his photos, he'll be pushing all the buttons in the old folks' home, I reckon. He's a good-looking old bloke.
Oh.
Anyway, everyone's getting involved and having so much fun posting their old photos, right?
Yeah.
It's this app called Face App, and it does a whole bunch of other stuff to you. Turns out it's actually got a bit of a dark side to it.
Yes, I did hear about this.
Now, yesterday, my brother posted in the group chat, because he's a super IT nerd. He's like, be very careful if you're using this Face App, and puts a link to a tweet. This guy has tweeted out, it's gone viral.
Yeah.
As soon as you make one of those old people faces,
it
uploads all of your photos to Face App servers. So any sneaky little bits and pieces you've got in your photo library, all on their servers now.
Yes, I know. This is, like, really, really scary, right?
Which is bizarre because, like, if it's your iCloud, you expect your photos to be on there. But you don't expect all your photos to go to some random company that you know nothing about.
Especially the ones from your camera roll, all the things that you have saved. Now, look, you know, when I tried to download the Face App, but I forgot my passcode.
Yeah.
So I could download the app, right? So I actually didn't download it.
Yeah.
So. And I was like, oh, thank the Lord. However, Elliot.
Oh, no.
Has the Face App because he has done himself because he keeps sending them through to me. I don't know what he's trying to do, but he keeps sending them through to me. So I messaged him last night and he's like, and I told him, I was like, did you know that all the photos go onto this, like, onto this
their
Russian
server,
company now? And he's like, oh, no, I'll go and delete all these like, Nike photos, right, from me.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I'm not worried about the naked photos. I'm worried about all those photos you have of me with no makeup on. Literally.
You're not worried about the lack of clothing.
Not
You're worried
at all.
About
no,
the
no,
lack
no.
of makeup.
I'm worried about me because he always takes photos of me with no makeup on or asleep. I'm like, delete them.
Okay, so if you want to switch the settings off, if you've done this or you have the app and you want to switch the settings off, go into your settings under privacy in the Face App settings and you can switch it off through there.
Too late now, though, if you've already done it.
Or you can completely delete the app. That will hopefully finish for you as
all
well.
Right.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Oh, there is some Disneyland drama going down at the moment, Jesse. We've got Dee McCarthy joining us live to tell us all about it. Babe, what the hell?
Honestly, I could never have thought I'd be using the word Disneyland and drama in the same sentence. So that's what's happened. Let me first of all, let's set the scene. A family of nine had a full-on brawl, and I mean fist fight, punching. There was the grandma was in one of those like little electronic wheelchair things. She tried to break it up in the wheelchair, then she got pushed off the wheelchair. So dramatic, and I want you to go online and just type in Disneyland family fight. Okay,
I have
that's
seen this.
Started the next story. It's hilarious, right? Well, Abigail Disney, well, the actual Disney family, was like, wait a second, what's going on at this park? Like, she decided to go undercover and go to Disneyland undercover, like, pretending to be just a regular person, right?
Yeah.
She found out that, like, she asked all the different staff, like, what they thought of working there, and they were saying how they were underpaid. So now there's, like, some big, huge conspiracy, big investigation into Disneyland underpaying their staff, and it all started with that big family brawl.
So, Dean, Abigail Disney, does the Disney family still control her? Or how much power does she have?
None. That's the thing. So she went and emailed the CEO. She sent him an email. He didn't even reply. That's when you know no one cares.
So what are you thinking? Is everyone going to start boycotting Disneyland, do you reckon?
I don't know. I think they're just going to have to kind of like maybe pull their socks up. It's just a hilarious sort of making the rounds in America today. The Disneyland drama.
So much for the happiest place on earth, right?
Yeah, the poorest place on earth at the moment.
Dean, let's move on to a bit of other money chat. Harry Styles has made a bit of a boo-boo.
He has. Here's what happened. Now, he bought a house for $6.8 million went to sell it not that long after, and they put the price at $8 million because they thought it's Harry Styles, people want to live there, like Harry lived there, you know, you can live in his room, whatever. He only got six for it, so actually it went down $800,000, even though they thought it would be worth more. Bit of a fail, and I'm thinking, like, who, maybe like Taylor Swift bought it, or one of the Backstreet Boys, or someone that would have a vendetta against him. Like, I can't imagine a fan would have bought it for $6 million. But there you go, so he thought he'd add some price for that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez. That's okay, awkward. Moving on to probably one of the biggest headlines today. El Chapo just got life in prison.
Yep. Oh, apparently I'm like a political reporter now. This is hilarious. Right? I didn't know talking about the Kardashians.
You did sports yesterday.
Today. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Sports. See how diverse I am?
I know, babe. This is why we chat to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. The big Mexican drug dealer El Chapo sentenced to life today, and as if that's not bad enough, he was given a $12 billion fine.
I mean, it's so big, it may as well just be like a ridiculous number, like a squazillion.
Yeah,
or a
exactly.
One bazillion. Like, why would
I say? I just want to know how they got to this number. I just want to know how they went, okay, and you've got a $12 billion fine.
It's hilarious. And why not 11 or why 13? But apparently it's basically like, you know, how much he made in drug money or whatever that he wanted to get back. And also we found out today that he actually once bribed a Mexican president $100 million to do something. We don't know what he did, but that's a big bribe. $100 million bucks.
Yeah,
you
wow,
do whatever you want.
I'll do it for $100 to be honest. I ain't picking.
Oh, there's no answer. There's nothing. Nothing.
Oh, babe, thanks so much for filling us in today. I wonder if he's gonna. Will he end up paying that $12 billion? Do you reckon? Does he have that money anymore?
I don't even know. But, you know, he's got baby money hidden everywhere, wouldn't it? Like, he's like the biggest drug dealer in the world. He'd have money stashed.
You like Pablo Escobar buried it all over. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go digging. Yep. Anyway, Dean, thanks so much for filling us in this morning, babe.
Bye, guys.
Now at hits.com.au.
Oh, my lordy, if you're an Instagram influencer, you could be freaking out a little bit this morning because Instagram have come out to say that they are trialing hiding the likes on your pictures. Now, I've come across a lot of news articles this morning and they literally will just, it'll just be the headline, Instagram now hiding likes. Mm. You can see it yourself.
Yeah.
But other users can't see how many likes you're getting on the gram.
And if you can't impress other people, what's the point?
Well, that's exactly right. But here's the thing, and this is the news for you. They're only trialing this in Ireland at the moment.
Ah, right. Yeah.
So it's not like right across the world or anything like that. But I was like, when I read the headline, I was like, you know what? I would probably post more.
Yeah.
If it was, you know, just because of the way the algorithm is. Not that I'm do it for the likes or anything like that, but, yeah.
But, I mean, it takes away a very unnecessary element.
It does, absolutely.
Especially for those of us who are struggling to break the double digit mark.
Well, I mean, I've got excited when I crack 11, seriously. When they took away that, you know, it would change to the number kind of thing.
When I posted my FaceApp challenge one of me super old, that got more likes. And I was like, all right. A photo of me, actually.
No, literally, it's just because you age really well. Plus, you look like your dad, but your dad's hotter. Okay. Anyway, moving on to, speaking of likes on the gram, a lady was taking a photo of her family while they're on holidays. Mm. But they were just taking that take a heap of photos.
Yeah.
She was going back through her photos on her phone and realized that there was a lady and like an older lady in the background flashing her top.
No.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you.
God, I hope I'm like an old person like that.
So what this lady has done, though, is like fully boob-shamed this lady. And gone, she was so ropeable about it, right? Because she ruined a family photo.
Yeah, yeah.
If anyone knows this lady, please let me know so I can...
How old are we talking?
I'm talking like mid-60s. Or it'd be like 60s, probably late 60s. Yeah.
Late 60s, 70 kind of ballpark. Yep, like, yep. I hope I've got a sense of humour like that at that age. That is brilliant. I mean, I know it's ruined the photo, but it's good banter.
If anyone was going to see me like that, I'd want to get paid some money. Hits.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out what else is trending.
Later on this half hour, we want to know what's the best bait to use. We did a bit of fishing yesterday, and so we need your help. Obviously, it didn't go super well for us.
This is The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
You're not live from Eve. the Lakeside Retreat, where at the moment you can stay two nights and the third night is free. Just use the promo code HITFM.
Now, one of the awesome things that you can do here is go kayaking on the lake and also go fishing, which I love doing. I haven't done for such a long time.
Yes.
Except yesterday when we were fishing, we were fishing with prawns and it kind of dawned on me that we're in a fresh lake with salty prawns.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do the fishies even know what this is?
We just, our promotions manager just bought random bait and we just hope for the best. And to be fair to her, I didn't know that either.
No, I was like, oh, I don't know. But I do remember as a kid, like, using cheese as bait.
Yep, and but worms are always in movies.
Yeah. Look, we want to hear your secret little baits at the moment.
Now, Dave from Armidale, what's your bait advice, mate?
Natalie from Pembroke.
Oh, got Natalie. All right, Natalie, what's your bait advice?
Oh, well, I use cheese and also corn.
Ooh, corn.
Corn and what was the other one?
Cheese. I'll back up yours. Cheese.
Oh, cheese. She's on the cheese train.
Okay, yep, all right. I'm going to go and ask Chris if I can steal some cheese out of the kitchen.
A bit of cheese and a bit of corn. Go double down. All right.
Yeah. Is it just one little like, kernel of corn that you put on? Yes. Like, or you put it on the whole cob?
No, just the corn. Just a kernel.
Just like a hat for the hook. You just hang it on there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, I need to source out some corn as well, I reckon.
You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights. Third night is free.
And you can be staying here for three nights if you can beat either myself or Jesse again with five general knowledge questions. Yeah. Now, it's been pretty tough lately.
It has been tough. Now, Talia, who would you like to go against?
I'm going to go against you, Jesse.
Oh,
yeah!
Bring it on, girl.
Oh, gosh, I get so excited when I don't get chosen, but then I get nervous that I have to read the questions.
All right, just buzz in with your name, Talia, and if one of us gets it wrong, the other one gets a free crack at it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, question number one. Curling is a sport played on what surface?
Jesse. Ice.
Correct.
Sports nerd question.
He's so stoked with himself, too. Okay. These are the questions I hate, the ones that are like the geography ones, because I'm like, I don't know how to pronounce that. Okay, so question number two.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, question number two. I may change the inflection on the right question.
Okay.
On the right answer, sorry. This is a multiple choice, yep.
Okay.
So what is the capital of Peru?
Oh.
Lima? Quito? Or Bogota? Who wrote these questions?
Jesse.
Okay, Jesse.
Lima or Lima? Lima?
Lima or Lima? It's spelt like lime, so like Lima.
Is it that?
Yes, it is. Oh, sorry. Okay. I was too focused on how it was actually pronounced more than anything.
Okay, Talia, you got to get the next one to stay in the game, all right?
Yeah, okay. My partner's full on laughing at me right now. He's into this.
Question number three. Which two celebrities that have been in a feud for years are finally friends again?
Talia.
Okay, girl, who do you think it is?
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry.
Yes, you would be correct. Okay, all right, girl, you got to get this.
All of them wrong.
You've got to get this next one right, okay?
Okay.
It's multiple choice as well. How many calories are in a Big Mac? A, 827, B, 440, or C, 563?
Talia.
Okay, Talia, A, B, or C?
827.
Oh, no, girl, no. It's not.
C, the C?
Yeah, that was a guess, wasn't it?
That was a total guess.
Bloody hell. Yeah, it is C, Big Mac, 563 calories.
Oh.
Bummer.
Oh, sorry, babe.
Hey, Talia, if you do want to come and stay at Eden, it is incredible. And at the moment, stay two nights, get the third night free. It is absolutely brilliant. But thanks so much for playing.
No worries. I'll see you on Monday for our celebrant meeting.
Oh, this is Talia.
Oh.
Talia's home. Yeah. If you're
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're catching up on Monday because I'm going to be Talia's celebrant. Also, congratulations. It's the first time we've spoken on the phone.
Talia, good luck with it all, babe. That's all I'm saying. No, I'm joking. Joke.
I promise I'm professional, Talia. We'll chat on Monday. Have a good one, mate.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
No worries.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Jesse and Jules.
We're doing it live from the Evedon Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights at the moment. The third night is free. Just use the promo code HITFM. And we've been here yesterday afternoon. Last night we stayed and we're doing the show here this morning. And while we were sitting around this beautiful campfire having a camp cooked meal last night, we were talking to Chris, who runs the place, and his little daughter Evie was running around, and you know, the fire, you got to stay safe, and so he was giving her some classic parent instructions about how to say to deter her from doing anything unsafe. Now, we thought about what our parents used to say to us, those typical things to just, you just say to your kids to stop them from doing something.
Yeah. Now, you last night were playing with the fire, so I was like, you keep playing with that fire, you're going to wet the bed tonight, because that's what my dad used to say to me.
And my dad hated when I asked what was for dinner, so he would always just say, if you keep asking, a cup of dirt. Right?
All right, we've got Peter on the phone. Good morning.
How are we doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Is there something that your parents used to say to you to deter you from doing something?
Or is it you?
Growing up as a wild child, if there was rules to be broken, I was there. And, of course, you knock around with what your parents deem the wrong sort of people. And my mum's classic saying was every time something went wrong and I was in trouble with somebody else, she would just beaming at me, you can stoop and pick up nothing any day.
Oh. Yeah, whoa.
That's actually a good one. I haven't heard that one before.
Oh, I must have heard it 1,000 times while I was
there.
Just a well-behaved young man you were, Peter. Good on you, mate. Thanks for the call.
Bye, Peter.
See you later, mate. All right, let's go to Bianca from Bunbury. Bianca, what did your parents used to say to you to deter you from doing stuff?
It's what I've always said to my son, and I don't know why, but I've always said it's like when he says, what's for dinner? I always say, pussy, poop and pickles.
And does it work on him?
No, he still asks.
How old is he?
He's now 14.
Oh, now he's just going, it's a funny thing to get mum to say, so I'll just keep winding her up.
Oh, thanks for the call, babe.
No worries.
All right, we're going to wrap this up with Shelby from Kalgoorlie. What, do you say it or did your parents say it to you?
My mum used to tell me all the time when I was little, we'd be in the car and I'd always turn the light, like the interior light on, and she'd always be like, turn that off. The cops will pull me over and give me a fine.
Yes.
I thought it was illegal and it's not.
Yeah, Mama Jules used to do that to me as well too. Little did I realise, it's just because you can't really see out the front windscreen.
Yeah, the moment you started driving, you were like, oh yeah, that's really annoying.
Yeah, it's really hard to see. You get someone's reflection instead.
Cheers, Shelbs.
Have a good day, guys. Bye.
You too, babe.
You too. See you later. Julesy. That is it. I feel like if you've got any more to add, there was a few people. Jump onto our Facebook page, hit WA, send us through what your parents used to say.
Yes. Now, tomorrow, make sure, your chance to score yourself a three-night stay right here at the Evedon Lakeside Resort.
Yeah, when we play You Versus Us again.
Retreat.
We're going to play that again tomorrow, so you'll have another crack at that. Otherwise, you can always stay two nights, and the third night is free at the moment. But we have had such an incredible time here. Jump onto Instagram, check out the Evedon Lakeside Retreat.
Yeah, now also to jump on there and see whether or not I'm going to catch a fish, because I totally forgot I threw lines in about an hour ago with cheese and bread on it, and I just need to go and see if
either
there's any
fish on
there.
Either the bait is gone or the line is gone.
Yeah, yeah, and my hope is gone as well too, actually.
But thank you so much to the Evedon Lakeside Retreat for having us here. It is the most stunning hidden gem I had never seen before. Definitely, definitely coming back. But we'll be back in studio tomorrow. Not quite as glamorous, but we'll catch you tomorrow from 6.
Bye,
bye guys. Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.